Hello.
Ahoy.
Hello, hi. How you doing today, sir?
Well enough, my friend. How may I help you?
My name is Anthony. I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll for South Dakota Newswatch and the Kiesman Center for Democracy to provide accurate public opinion of citizens' preferences to better inform policymakers in the state. Are you registered to vote in the state of South Dakota?
Yes, sir, I am.
Awesome. And are you a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other party?
Independent.
Now, there is a proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota that would provide for the regulation of abortion based on stage of pregnancy. It proposes the following. During the first trimester, it would prevent the state from regulating abortions. During the second trimester, the state could regulate the abortion decision, but any regulation must be reasonably related to the physical health of the mother. During the third trimester, abortion could be prohibited except if it is necessary to preserve the life or health of the pregnant woman, according to her decision. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota's constitution?
As a general principle, I would oppose any change to the state's constitution.
Okay. Another proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota would establish open primaries for governor, Congress, the state legislative, and county races. All candidates, regardless of party, would be on the same primary ballot, and the top two vote-getters would advance to the general election. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota's constitution?
I would oppose this change to the South Dakota Constitution.
A proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota would eliminate the state's 4.5% grocery tax, prohibiting the state from taxing anything sold for human consumption, except alcoholic beverages and prepared food. Municipalities may continue to impose such taxes. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment in South Dakota's constitution?
On this particular topic, I believe that I would support the removal of that tax.
Now, would you support or oppose a change in state law to create a school voucher system which would allow parents to use the state tax dollars designated for their child's education to pay to send them to a private or charter school?
I would support a state law that gave parents the right to choose where they send their child.
Thinking about candidates running for offices such as governor, senator, or state legislator, how does a candidate's support for Donald Trump factor into your voting decision? Will only vote for a candidate if they support Trump, more likely to support a candidate if they support Trump, less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump, will not vote for a candidate if they support Trump. Support of Trump is not a factor. in your decision?
I would be more likely to consider a candidate if they supported Trump.
Again, thinking about candidates running for offices such as governor.
Is it okay senator, if I stop you when you say the correct answer for me?
Sure. Yes, sir.
Very good.
Now,
I don't want you to read all of those again.
It's the same question, okay? If Donald Trump is convicted of criminal charges, how would that affect your vote regarding candidates that continue to support him? Would only vote for candidate if they support Trump? More likely to support a candidate if they support Trump?
More likely,
okay. Now, we would like to ask you a few questions about the health of democracy. In general, how confident are you that American election results reflect the will of the people? Are you very confident? Somewhat confident? Not all confident. Okay.
Not at all confident.
Do you accept the outcome of the 2020 presidential election or not?
I do not.
How much trust, if any, do you have in each of the following? Election officials in Republican states. A great deal, a fair amount, not much trust, no trust at all.
Not much trust.
Election officials in Democratic states. A great deal of
trust. Not much trust.
Not much. State election officials in South Dakota.
A great deal of trust.
Local election officials in your county.
A great deal of trust.
Which of the following best describes your view of American democracy today? American democracy is under attack. American democracy is being tested. There is no current threat to American democracy.
Threat to democracy is under attack.
Please tell me if you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect...
I do apologize. I seem to have lost you for a moment there. Could you start again?
Sure. Could you please let me know if you agree or disagree with each of the following statements? First one, it is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American culture and values. Do you agree strongly, somewhat, or disagree strongly, or somewhat disagree?
Agree somewhat.
Agree somewhat. It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American democracy. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Agree somewhat.
Okay. If you don't mind me asking, sir, what is your age?
I am 43 years old.
Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male?
I am a male.
Okay. Thank you very much. We are complete with the survey. Thank you, sir. Have a wonderful
evening. You have a wonderful night. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, sir.